Welcome, friends, to the Friends That Carry On podcast, where we dive deeper in our trips, unpack tips, and everything in between. The one who holds the torch key is your host. Get ready for your ears to go on a trip with your favorite group of friends.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Friends That Carry On podcast. I am your moderator today, Tony Price, and with us we have...
Jim Scott.
Walt Palmer.
And thank you guys for listening. We are in the Friends That Carry On headquarters in Shepherdstown, West Virginia, and we are going to talk about... We have a special little podcast episode today. We're going to highlight our recent trip to Billings, Montana for the TBEX conference. And what does TBEX stand for?
TBEX is a travel bloggers expo. At least that's what it was originally started. And in fact, this was the 10-year anniversary.
All right.
So I don't know if that officially is what it stands for now, but that's what started. And it's for travel bloggers, people that like travel and the travel industry, and gets a big group of those people together to share ideas and how to do it better and how to get people in general out there traveling.
Absolutely. It was fantastic. So Jim and I were the lucky participants from our group who got to go this year and got to hang out in Billings for a few days. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
It was very fun.
We met a lot.
Oh.
So for our listeners, you guys know, we're still, I guess, rookies in this game, right?
Yep.
I mean, we've done this less than a year. We feel like we're picking up steam. And
we're
having a lot of friends and a lot of good times, but we're rookies, right? So we roll into this thing and we met just a ton of fantastic people. I mean, we knew that when you travel, you meet a lot of good people. But the people in this industry are they're just great.
They're fantastic. Really were.
I mean, friends, we've met a lot of friends that we will communicate for years and years to come.
We definitely met some amazing people, incredibly friendly, took us under their wings, and we had a good time. And yes, I agree. We're going to, at some point, travel with them. We're definitely going to be in communication with them, whether it's other TBEX conferences or invite them on our trips. We are definitely going to stay in touch with them.
Yes, speaking of that, though.
Yes.
So one of the things we want to throw out to you guys, we're going to have a link on our website. And four, technically, of the top travel experts, bloggers, content providers in the country, right? You got...
In the world.
This is true, right? So we got Chris Christensen, Spud Hilton, Jim Leo and Gary Arndt, right? And they do This Week in Travel podcast. And they did a live episode from the closing party at the TBEX conference. And we were lucky enough to participate.
Yep, very humbled that they asked us to participate.
But we got to meet those guys. And funny story. So we got to give a shout out to all those guys. And we'll mention them multiple times. But Gary,
right?
Closing speaker. He
closing
was awesome.
Closing keynote speaker.
Yeah. And what a great story from him.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you guys got to go check him out. I mean, guy, tech company, brilliant, sold it, traveled for 9 years, never came home.
Yep. I think it's everythingeverywhere.com.
Right.
Hopefully I got that in the right order. But
Well, check him out. I mean, if you search him on Instagram or any of that, I mean, he's a fantastic photographer.
Well, and he didn't know photography when he started.
Yeah.
He went and learned it and became an expert and has won multiple awards at it. So it's a fantastic story.
One of his funniest things was he was like, just like all of us, hey, if you go buy an expensive camera, it's got to take great pictures, right? And he's like, I get back 3 months later and go, what the F was that? These are terrible. But now when you look at some of these photos, they're spectacular.
It's award winning.
And then Jen...
Oh, and the absolute friendliest person around.
She has to be the nicest person in the entire world.
Absolutely.
I've never met a person nicer. And so, Jen, thank you. Love you. It was awesome. She introduced us to a ton of people. But the first person we met, Spud.
Spud Hilton.
Spud. Great new podcast he's got out, Inappropriate Traveler.
Inappropriate Traveler, for all the off-the-cuff adventures that everybody runs into, or maybe some don't, but... he wants to explore that side of travel, and I think it's great.
Yeah, and funny, so Spud, so it's great. So he was, for, 20 years or so?
20 years,
The travel editor for
the San Francisco Chronicle.
Yep. And been around a long time, but his biggest thing, so he was also a presenter at TBEX, and his thing is, hey, everybody does things the same way.
Yep.
Get a fresh angle. So even his podcast is from a fresh angle. It's like... We've all seen the Eiffel Tower 35,000 ways from Sunday. We've heard about
the wonderful things in Paris, how great food is. I want to hear about the who got sick, who threw up last night, who did a one-night stand. What's this? You know, absolutely. It's an interesting concept, right?
Yep.
And it's kind of funny. I mean, now you have to be in the right frame of mind. Love Spud, but it was awesome. But we met him at the bar.
At the bar.
The first night in.
Shocking.
Shocking, I know. And it was funny because he was on a little bit of a rant talking about Pamplona, which is near and dear to our heart. And he was like, when he was back at being an editor at the Chronicle, was, can you give me a story? You tell me. I need a story on anything that has nothing to do with Bulls.
Yep.
He's like, no, I don't tell the story. And we were walking out. We were going to the opening. Right, we haven't even, this is like an opening, right? We're at
Feedback's
the bar.
Hadn't even started.
We hadn't even started yet. So we're getting to go get on the bus, and Jim wanted to pass by and goes, "Hey, we got a ton of Pamplona stories. We'll hook you up because you're wrong. There's a lot going on.
There's stories."
And we just walked off.
Yeah, didn't say anything else.
Nothing else. But then later on,
he was at the bar in Silver Week.
We sat down and after the opening ceremony, we sat down and hit it off, and then we hung out literally the last few days. As well as Jen.
So, and we are trying to convince Spud to go with us to Pamplona next summer.
We're gonna
convince hopefully him. He's going to join us there or any other trip he's welcome to go with us.
Well, we invited both of them. I mean, we didn't get to hang out with Chris too much or Gary. I mean, we met them, but we didn't hang out with near as much as Jen and Spud. But we invited them both to our next official trip.
Right, which is Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia. So we're going to, as soon as we book that, we're going to send out an invite to those guys and see if they want to attend. But anyway, so we wanted to, like, again, give a shout out to those guys, talk about T-Bex and, you know, what it meant for us. And then also they did, you know, their podcast, you know, is This Week in Travel, and they pretty much do it every week, right? But they did their 10-year anniversary at
they've been doing about 10 years. They did the T-Bex 10-year anniversary there.
And then so what they did, which was really great for the industry, these guys are so sharing, you know, because they're all about kind of what all of us do is, hey, we want everybody to travel. We want everybody to get it. So they invited everybody, or at least people that, you know, that they kind of met and wanted to bring up to the stage, and gave us all 5 minutes or so to kind of just talk about, hey, what we're doing, what's our angle on why we travel and how we travel. And, you know, so we got, Jim and I got to go up and talk about, you know, Friends That Carry On. So it was kind of cool. And so again, for you guys, we want to make sure you check out the website again. We're going to have a special link on there to subscribe.
Yep.
When you get into our website, because when you subscribe to our website, you're going to get...
Going to get extra travel information, whether it's our podcast, our blogs, extra information that maybe everybody else can't get that we're sharing. A lot of good things. Travel deals, travel tips from our affiliates, etc. So a lot of good information.
Yeah, so make sure when you get to the website, click that button to subscribe. And then also on our podcasts, we're going to start doing an extra 10 or 15 minutes kind of after hours. So we're going to dive deeper into a few things, some questions that kind of come up, some things that people have asked about. And you're going to get that if you subscribe. So definitely subscribe. Any place you listen to or download your podcast, please subscribe and go to the website and hit that as well. So one of the cool things too, their podcast, they sent out to us. So check out our website. There's going to be a link to the 10-year anniversary live at T-Bex in Billings, Montana for This Week in Travel. And you can hear us there. We also have it, you know, on our site, but definitely hit that. Check those guys out. It was just a fantastic, fantastic trip. We're absolutely so excited about it.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
What do you think?
I was thinking about a question for you guys, and it was like, why T-Bex? But you did such a good job of explaining why a travel company would want to do T-Bex.
But we learned so much. I mean, it was great to meet all these great travel bloggers and people in there that Tony just mentioned, but there were great sessions on how they became successful. Right. How do you get followers? We had Tina and Keith Paul, I think, from Retire Early or Retire 55, and I'm not saying their site right. So I apologize for that, but it's a Retire Early site. They were fantastic, gave us lots of great information in their session, which was helpful. But then we got to talk with them afterwards, and they're living in Ecuador now. They retired early.
They were actually on
HGTV.
What's the show? Oh my goodness.
Holmes
Island Paradises or something. You know, whatever.
They were on the episode, and it was hilarious. Jim and I are talking to them and talking about the whole production of it. It was just kind of a cool story in that they decided, hey, we can live in Ecuador. It's not for everybody, right?
Right. But
some of the funny things that you don't think through, like, you're like, hey, it costs us this amount of money, but about 25% of that goes to wine.
Right.
Because you can't get wine there. You have to ship it in.
Right. And you don't get Amazon there. So when they have a travel back to the States, they get a bunch of stuff shipped to their hotel that they can reasonably take back because you can't get Amazon deliveries. Right. But on that HGTV show, whatever it was, a lot of things are made up on that show.
Yeah. I think we all kind of knew that, but we had no idea. We got to get them on there. We'll let them tell that story.
Yes.
We'll save that
for another time, but it's a good...
You guys have to listen.
Great people to talk to.
Yeah, you guys have to listen in because we're going to do an interview with those guys and let them talk about it. But one of the cool things is we had people traveling. Some of our friends, Terry, was traveling in Lisbon at the time. And these guys were actually talking about selling their place in Ecuador and possibly moving to Lisbon and Porto.
Right.
So we're like, hey, if you need some insight, because I hadn't really... explore that area. We're like, hey, we got some friends.
So they're switching from wine to port, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Could possibly be. And we can't forget, though, we mentioned, you know, the guys who host This Week in Travel, but a couple other great people we met.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? How about Kaz and Craig?
Yep.
I mean, my goodness, from whytravelblog.com.
Yep, they were super great people. Kaz was the opening keynote speaker. Her story is fantastic of first traveling, being a teacher, and then struggling because their visas got canceled. They got sent back to Australia. They were barely making it, and she, through mindfulness and just her own faith and whatever, and a fortune teller from years ago, which I won't go into that, they decided to do the blog, and it's taken off, and she's one of the top travel bloggers in the world.
And they're actually going to probably visit us.
Yes.
So they're...
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to
that. You'll appreciate this. So, again, I don't want to give too much out because we got these guys coming up for interviews. But they've rented an RV. They got about a 36-foot pull behind.
Right.
And they are hitting all over the place in the United States. And they're Australian, right? So they live in Raleigh now. But they're close. That's what we told them. Like, you're very close.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're 6 hours.
Maybe with the IRV, maybe nine.
I don't know.
It's actually about 5 hours.
Yeah, about 5 hours.
We told them to hit this way. We gladly host them, you know, show them around. So can't wait for those guys to come in. But they were spectacular, and we hung out with those guys several nights. Also, Brianna.
Brianna Royal,
yeah. She was awesome from Crazy Family Adventures. She also has an RV, right?
She has. They did the same thing. Her family, they are from the United States, but they sold their home and all and have an RV, and they just travel around the country. That is their home.
They work from abroad everywhere they go.
That's right. They work the travel industry. She has a marketing company, which we're actually subscribing to from being at there. She was a presenter. And just fantastic. Great people. And then somebody else we hung out with a couple of nights there. So lots of great people in the travel industry. It's just good going out there and making friends with these people.
Yeah, we're kind of getting close to wrapping up our small little episode here. But Michael Collins.
Yep.
We love Irish people, right?
Oh, love.
Absolutely.
And for me, if you find an Irishman who lives in France, right?
Home run. Done.
So Michael's a great guy. Hung out with him from night one, right?
Pretty much. This last couple nights, that's for sure.
Yeah, so Michael's great. We hung out with him. His company is
travelmedia.ie. He's got the European.
They do a lot of things. So, yeah, check those guys out. But so we always try to do a little bit of mentioning of our food experience. Mm. So, again, we're doing a little bit different episode today. But since we were in Billings, there was a lot of cool places. I mean,
there were.
T-Bex.
It's a neat little town.
Those guys took care of us. So every night we had a great event. But we went to Montana Brewing Company that first night.
We did that on our own.
And then we rolled back in
with
several. And that's where we hung out with a lot of these guys the initial night. We took back and went, hey, you guys can come back here because we had such fun. But, you know, if you like beer, it's a great brewing company.
Yeah. A little brewery right downtown.
One of my favorite signs they had above the bar.
That's right.
Free beer tomorrow.
Free beer tomorrow.
We'll be here.
We'll be here. Free beer tomorrow, I promise. But I did a tasting. It was spectacular. But as far as the food experience, I love poutine. You know, if you're close to Canada, it's spectacular. Right? But it's a fancy name. It's French-Canadian for French fries.
With gravy.
Cheese curds and gravy, right? For anybody who doesn't know what poutine is.
Right.
But, you know, it's Billings. It's close to Canada. It's like,
absolutely.
It's got to be close. And it was. It was really, really good.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I like those things. But that was great. What else? What did you have?
It's a good question.
We shared the poutine, and then I had the wings. Wings were really, 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 really good. It was just a good experience.
Good experience, good atmosphere.
It was lively.
Good beer. Good
downtown Billings. They have a great brewery scene. They have a distillery scene.
Yep. Yep.
How far are they from the Canadian border?
Canada? I don't know. I mean, so Billings is eastern Montana.
Right.
So you're about 2 hours from Yellowstone,
About an hour and a half, 2 hours.
So you're a good ways from the Canadian border.
It's north. I don't know. I would guess 4 hours, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know, it's out west. But we're still in the plains country of Billings. You haven't gotten to the mountains. You haven't gotten to the Rockies yet to get over to Yellowstone in that area. But it was a cool area. I mean, Jim and I, we were on a tight schedule, so we didn't get a whole lot of chance to do a exploring outside of Billings. But
unfortunately,
I think we both decided that it's an area that we would go back to in a heartbeat and use it as a launching ground to see the rest of that area. Because you have to see Yellowstone. I mean, But, you know, what's really cool about Billings, too, that area, what was it called? And I apologize. The Rim Rocks, they called it. Mm-hmm. So there's, is it like a sandstone rim that goes around the whole city?
Right, right.
And I went out for a run one day because, God bless, I love the hotel. It was fun. They had a gym, but I don't know if it qualifies as a gym.
using the term.
I was like, I need a little bit of exercise today, you know, these 3 days. So I was like, I want to go out for a run because it was gorgeous out. I mean, fantastic weather. I was like, you can't get this big sky country, right? So I went out and just ran, and I was running, and I came back, and one of the ladies who was working for Billings, she said, if you get a chance, you need to go up to the rim. They have tons of great paths to run and bike. And it, when you look up, you can see like the mountain rim that goes all the way around. It's really, really cool.
Who was the famous Billings guy? It was an explorer, and I can't. And they even had him dressed up at the
yeah, he was there.
But I can't remember his name. But they had a monument to him. It's actually where he's buried.
Yeah.
But he's a very famous settler there. And man, I can picture the guy, but I can't.
His name. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It was cool though. I mean, again, T-Bex was awesome.
Yep.
Next year they're going down to Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to go. I know.
And T-Bex International is in Sicily, Italy in March.
City of Catania. Yeah, in Sicily.
In March.
So, yeah, for our listeners, they do an alternate. So, in the spring, they typically do a European T-Bex. And then in the fall, they do the Americas.
Right.
So, next year's Americas is going to be in Lafayette, which they've lined it up. Right behind, and I'm not going to say this correctly.
Nope.
Cajon Festival. So it's the largest free festival in the country, and it's all about Cajun and Zydeco music. So the T-Bex closing conference party, which will probably be on Friday night, is the opening party for that festival. So it is going to be
going to be a wild time.
The food. Bon ton.
Indeed.
It will be fun. The only problem we run into is we were talking about going to the Grape Harvest Festival in Paris next year, and it is literally the same time. So we got to figure it out. But yeah, so, but again, they're going to, you know, Sicily
in
March.
That's pretty incredible, too.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know if I can make it, but I would love to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Rick, if you listen to the Weekend Travel podcast, when Rick was talking about how they picked that, you know, that's an interesting, and Spud mentioned, too, that that's not an area that's high in tourism. It's more of a kind of the bluer collar area. It's a very working area of the country, but they want tourism.
Right.
So so for Rick's like, hey, this is kind of what we do. We'll help bring that there. That's but everybody knows Mount Etna, right?
Yeah.
How many places you've been to, you've heard Mount Etna? That is Mount Etna.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You go from the water, city, and there's Mount Etna.
Nice.
Wow. So if you ever want to go, there it is.
That's great. We might have to do that.
Yeah. So again, shout out again to all those guys. We really, really, really appreciate everything they did for us and the doors they opened up for us, and can't wait to see and hang out with them again. So thank those guys. And so for all of our listeners, please again, check out our website and subscribe for all the special content you'll get. That's at friendsthatcarryon.com. And then again, our podcasts, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you pull down Friends That Carry On and subscribe to that and make sure you don't miss an episode. So again, thanks everybody. Can't wait to see and hang out with everybody again and talk to you guys next week. Absolutely. So
peace.
Salut.
Peace.
Be sure to join the friends next week with another great podcast. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. You can also find the friends and other content on www.friendsthatcarryon.com or check us out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook by searching Friends That Carry On. Thanks again for joining us. And don't forget to carry on, friends.